Gondi and Ash Pollard.
101.3
CFM.
Let's rip fair into Thursday, Ash Pollard. Nick Kelly here in for Gondi.
Straight into it, mate. Get straight into it.
Going to be a rainy one on the coast today. And by rainy, I mean real damn rainy. They're saying 20 to 40 mils today.
Now, this is the... I've got a bit of an issue here because I live in Matcham.
Yep.
Do I need a boat to get in and out of my own suburb?
Well, I actually, and this is going to sound like the most privileged thing ever, but I used to live in Matcham as a kid, actually. Live further down Oak Road on Blue Gum Close, which is a lovely little nook of Matcham. And whenever it rained more than about 10 mils in a day, we couldn't go to school because the school bus couldn't get through the dip.
There's
a couple of dips.
There's a couple of dips.
And there's the one outside the grammar school as well, which always gets into strife.
There's a dip outside the grammar school, yeah, where they've got the ruler on the side of the road to mark how.
I think you're going to be living at work till Monday.
Oh, great.
You can do a weekend shift if you want. Can do 10 to 2
Saturday.
Oh, it
doesn't matter. I'll just go and buy a boat to get to and from.
Excellent idea.
Do you know what? I'll go and buy a stand-up paddleboard. That could be cool.
Oh, I like that idea. I hadn't even thought of that one. They weren't popular when I was young. So,
yeah.
There you go. Big show ahead. Julia Zemiro is coming on later to talk about her brand new show on Channel 7. We're going to talk about 90s lunchboxes, the things that kids just won't be eating these days that you would have had as a kid. But up next, everything trending overnight.
101.3 CFM, trending now.
Get ready for some llama and bagel emojis.
Oh.
Because Apple is adding 90 new icons in iOS 12.1 update.
Oh. Bagel and a llama. In what situations are you using a bagel and a llama?
Oh, my God. First and foremost, every. Because that is life. There's also a raccoon, a mosquito, a swan, salt. Cos lettuce, a cupcake.
A lot of food.
Oh, mate, I live for food emojis.
Are you a big emoji user?
I'm a huge Bitmoji user.
Yeah,
you know, a Bitmoji where you design yourself?
Have you been using...
Because the sass factor on the Bitmoji is like tenfold.
Yeah. Have you tried the Animoji thing that they put on the newest update where you can actually animate yourself and then you can FaceTime other people as your Animoji and it has the same facial expressions as you? Actually, it's a bit creepy, but it's a bit
like,
cool.
You move and it moves?
And it moves, yeah. It moves with you.
Oh.
Technology is so cool. So much fun.
So much fun.
CFM, trending now.
Instagram is down or was down in a massive global outage yesterday. Just one day into the new chief executive's reign.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What a first day. What
Isn't
a starting
that
point. Because it was down. I read an article yesterday that was like you can, the best nap you can do is 17 minutes. So I tried to nap for 17 minutes, end up in 3.5 hours. Woke up from a 3.5 hour nap and Instagram's down. I'm like, did the world just go on its head in
so
the 3 hours?
I did not know about this until this morning. But it's hectic. Just days after both of Instagram's founders resigned from Facebook, the only one, and only one day after a new boss was appointed to the company, the site and its app crashed for over an hour.
Do you reckon it's sabotage from like one of the old owners trying to be like,
surely not. The reports of the outage began to emerge just after 5 o'clock yesterday from Australia, Japan, India, America, the UK and Europe.
I'm shocked that you didn't notice, mate.
I had no idea. What was I doing at 5 p.m? Oh, I was smoking some ribs on the barbecue.
I thought you were about to say something else then.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
We want to hear from you on 13, 12, 16. What is your favourite lunchbox snack in the 90s.
Hit me slowly.
Hit me quick.
Hit me with a sandboy chip.
Remember that one?
Hit me slowly. Hit me quick. Hit me with a sandboy chip.
It was kind of sexy. Now we're talking about this. Why?
Because the 1990s was the golden era for the Australian lunchbox.
And I reckon completely in 2018, none of the snacks that were around in the 90s are going to be in lunchboxes these days.
Can I tell you something for nothing?
Yeah.
The Tiny Teddy.
Oh.
a crucial part of the 1990s lunchbox.
A stalwart.
And a crucial part of my life to this day. I will, without fail, at least once a month, buy an entire box of chocolate Tiny Teddies, and I will eat them in a day.
Chocolate were the OG. They were the original and the
What's
best.
What's OG?
Original and
you
the greatest.
You can't say OG if you original don't even know
and
what
the
it
greatest.
Means.
It means original and the greatest.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I swear.
So let me go through a few things here. We have the roll up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Standard.
There's a roll up, there's a roll up. No matter what they say, there's nothing like a roll up. At any time of day.
Any time of day.
And remember the big heavy weight that used to crush down on the fruit and then it'd lift up and suddenly there'd be a roll up there?
Yeah, as you go, real fruit, flat out.
Yeah!
Real fruit, flat out. Let's go to Kat in Gosford. Kat, what was your favourite 90s lunchbox snack?
So the space food sticks.
Cat, nah, we got a dumper.
Why?
Oh, cat. They were horrific.
No, they were great, weren't they, Cat?
They were amazing. I
really
love them.
They had, like, chocolate flavours.
Like, I can't even tell you on my notes here, Cat. I've got foul, and the only thing under foul is space bar.
What's in the other sections? What are your other sections?
My other sections are lit, and sort of in between lit and foul is the Burger Man. You know the Burger Man chips.
Yeah,
they were shaped as a little man.
They were good.
Underneath lit is Dunkaroos, chocolate Dunkaroos, the Mammy Monster noodle snack.
Yep. They still have them these days. They've got, like, new ranges out of the Mammy Noodle snacks. And they're pointing them at toddlers.
Migarang is the best thing now.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
And the little, like...
Ovaltinis.
Yes.
Under the foul section.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Just reminds me of my nan. She used to get the little packets of Ovaltinis, like 10 of them in, and just I'd just shove them all in my mouth at once.
Foul.
I had a healthy childhood.
The Vegemite snackabouts and also the Ritz cheese dip and crackers.
Yes.
The eucalyptus and honey, foul.
Yep, absolutely foul.
Yeah, gross. Sandboy chips, lit. Go-gurt.
Oh,
yogurt
yes.
tubes.
Tell me they're not under your foul section.
Yeah, they're foul. They're foul. And what I never really took to were the hundreds and thousands biscuits.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I always thought the children that ate those were weirdos, but I don't know why.
You would not have liked me.
but you know what was on the top of my list?
Mm-hmm.
The little Nutella things where you could use the spade to get it out.
Absolutely. Yeah, you wouldn't have liked me. I was into the stuff that's under your foul section.
I used to go around to people's lunchboxes and steal the good stuff because the only thing that I had in there was the Nutella with the spade and everything else was healthy.
Is this still you to this day, though? You go around going, can I want some of that? I want some of that. Watch out if you see.
Hold on a sec. I'm the one that bakes all the beautiful stuff and brings it to work, you cheapskate.
If you see Ash on the street, just make sure you hide your food, pop it in your pocket.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Now, M1 at the moment. There's some roadworks going on at the moment. As you jump on at Carrion, you jump into an 80 zone instead of a 110 zone. It is absolutely doing my head in every time I jump on that freeway because it's slow enough as it is and no car sticks to that 110 limit.
Oh, trage.
Painful. But what I want to ask on 13, 12, 16 this morning, and I think anyone that's driving on that M1 at this time in the morning particularly is going to find this particularly frustrating and interesting. The sign about 500 kilometres, not 500 kilometres, that would be Canberra, 500 metres along that tells you what speed you're going and then gives you a big smiley face or a frowny face. I am calling BS on it. I don't think it's real. I think it's just making up numbers.
You mean that the speed that it's clocking you at is not...
Correct.
It's fake.
Because I could be going so... Because it's not far
down.
Have you
tested it, though?
Yeah, like every time I jump on and it's always incorrect. So because you're just jumping on at Carrion, it's kind of like as soon as you get onto the M1, so you're not normally up to the 80 limit at that point. You're usually down about 75. And it'll tell me I'm going 86. And if I'm going 86, it'll tell me I'm going 75. So I want to know on 13, 12, 16 this morning if anyone else is with me and thinking that this thing is BS.
I think it's real.
What?
But if I'm honest, I've never actually looked at it.
Because I always get really concerned.
I just pedal to the metal and off I go.
Well, I've had a couple of demerit points removed from my license over the journey. So I'm looking to not lose any of those.
Okay, so this is the thing. Like, you're coming out of a... If you're not merging onto the highway, you've previously been in a 110 zone, yeah?
Yes, I have. So usually you've been in a 110 zone. You slow down to 80 for a period, go back up to 110 for a few Ks, then it's 90 around the bends. So I reckon that this thing, because I'm going probably 75 past it, it'll go, your speed is 84, and then give me a big frowny face. And I'm like, give me a frowny face when you're lying to me. You are telling lies.
Let's take some calls on this on 13 12 16.
Let's go to Kelly in Kincumber. Kelly, are we calling BS on these things?
I drove through it this morning, and there was a guy next to me that was doing at least 120 in a Range Rover, and it said it was doing 83. Come on.
I told you.
And I tell you what, if I ever got booked, I would, seriously, that police officer would not know what's hit him.
Absolutely.
Like, I am so serious. It is the most... biggest load of crock I've ever heard.
Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
Biggest load of crock is my favourite phrase I've ever heard. Let's go to Josh in West Gosford. Morning, Josh. What do you reckon?
I reckon they're 100% BS.
Thank you.
What?
Josh, get
is
it.
This... So it's actually a thing.
I drive through every morning. I drive through every morning and their speed is always different to what I'm doing.
Oh, Bingo. That's not great. That's really bad. The council needs to be across that.
You see them on various parts of the Central Coast. I know where there's been at Arimba, they've had some roadworks as well where you've got to slow down to 60 in what was, I think, a 70 or 80 zone. And that's the same thing. You'll go past it at, say, 62. It'll tell you you're doing 57 and you're all in the clear. But if a cop pulled you over, you'd be screwed. They are complete BS. I want to take some more calls on this, especially if you reckon they're real. 13, 12, 16, give us a ring this morning. Stacks of prizes.
Or if you're from the council.
And you have answers.
You own that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got to hire them from the places.
Yeah, they're like a private company that do it. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Got some school holiday hookup prizes to give away for your answers this morning. Are the signs that allegedly read your speed and tell you whether you're in the clear or not in the clear real? Very specific question this morning. 13, 12, 16, give us a call.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
I brought to the table a theory that the signs on the M1 at the moment at Carryong that tell you what speed you're going in the roadwork zone are complete BS and they're not accurate. But you have offered up a different opinion on this.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I just say that they are.
Yeah, because you are a law-abiding citizen.
No, because I just haven't had the same issue.
True. You haven't had the same issue. But I went past, to be honest,
I don't look at it when I'm driving onto the... when I'm merging on.
You just look at your own car's speedometer, right?
No, I just zip past.
So I'm going to go to Terry in Wyoming because I want to take calls on 13, 12, 16 on whether these things are real, your experiences with them. Terry, what do you reckon? Real or not real?
No, I think they're real. I think a couple of factors is that sometimes there's so many cars, you won't know which car that's actually registering.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, you know, the police speedo guns and all that, the radar guns, they're always got to be calculated. They send them off and actually get recalculated to be accurate. So I don't think that they're 100% accurate, but I do believe that they're pretty close.
Gotcha. Thanks, Tez. That makes sense, actually, because, yeah, when it is bunched up like it is in peak hour this morning, you might not be the car that you're reading.
That's right.
Because you don't know where this camera is.
Yeah.
Let's check in with Amelia in Currumbong. What do you reckon, Amelia?
I'm calling complete BS.
Absolutely.
I have driven past that thing with no other car around me. I commute for, like, 75% of my life. And it's these daily things that entertain me. So I'm really theory about it.
I can absolutely feel the passion in your voice.
What's your theory, Amelia? Give it to us.
Dead set reverse psychology. If I get a smiley face saying I'm going the perfect speed and I'm actually going like 10Ks over, I feel bad. So I slow down. If I get a frowny face, I want to do better.
Yep.
I feel like
you
when you're a kid.
Oh, my God.
Amelia, we'll hook up with tickets to Erin Ice Arena for that one because I love your theory. Let's go to Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Wow, you've got a really mysterious, anonymous voice.
Thank you.
Tell us your theory. Do you reckon these speed cameras on the M1 at the moment, not speed cameras, but speed readers that tell you what speed you're going, are they BS or not BS?
Well, I thought they were total BS up until about 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Why is that? What's happened?
When you first put this on the radio, I was driving to Kareong and I passed one of the signs there and it told me I was going 83 when I was doing 75 or something. And then I just drove past one in the Tugra roadwork area and I was doing 105 as I was coming through and it got me at 107.
Ooh. So they're kind of accurate. It's still not bang on accurate.
Maybe it's
though.
Sort of just giving a rough estimate.
Yeah. Let's take one more call on this. Cameron is in Tookley this morning. BS or not BS, the speed readers?
I reckon it's BS. I reckon it's a pre-recorded, like pre-written thing on there. There's nothing you can see that's like a speed detector.
Yeah.
Like I just feel as if it's like... You go to Kennard Tyre, I want to close down a road, I'm going to get a roadwork hire sign, you know what I mean? Like a roadwork's ahead sign, I'm going to get it pre-written, I'm going to get on there what I want, and I'm going to make you believe that's what's happening.
Yeah, you give it a range, you give it a pre-done thing. I love the theories this morning on 13, 12, 16. Cam, we'll hook you up with a school holiday hookup prize as well to Pulse Climbing, the Central Coast heart of indoor climbing. Thanks for your calls this morning, we are no closer to solving this.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
7:04 Thursday morning around the coast. A rainy one on the way today, up to 40 millimetres of rain set to fall. But just wanted to wish a certain team member congratulations on something. Love is in the air.
It is you... officially official because it is Facebook official.
Is it you?
No, it's not me.
No, you're comfy. I've been in a relationship for a couple of years, so that leaves one member of the team.
You guys suck.
That's right. Our producer Gia is finally Facebook official in a relationship with the one and only groundskeeper Willie.
Congrats to you, Gia.
Thank you. Thank you.
101.3 CFM Scoopla. Time to grab the latest in Scoopla with Dean McCarthy. Good morning, Dino.
Oh, g'day, guys. It's a good-looking show. Hello, everyone.
Oh, Dal.
Hi, Dal.
Didn't have to. Now, tell us, the president has texted every single person in the US. What's going on here?
Oh, look, I've had some random slide into the DMs, let me tell you that, for nothing. But today, having the president text me was probably the weirdest thing that's ever happened in my life. He actually texts everyone in the country, so, you know, let's not be too dramatic. Basically, we all got a text on our phone at the exact same time that said, presidential alert. It was a test for a national security. Like, if there was like a, I don't know, a war or something, he would text us all. So this was the test. Anyway, if you go online today, the memes have started. Katy Perry screenshot her phone and wrote blocked and just tweeted blocked and the screenshot. Some celebrities are posting new phone, who dis. It's very unusual getting a text from the president. And I got mine, I screenshot mine. It was just a very strange experience, but he's kind of freaked everyone out. Everyone's like, why would we be doing a national, like, emergency text come through? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of scared everyone.
Absolutely. I mean, did it come through?
It was just a text.
Was it a text or was it like
and
a warning?
And it wasn't from Donald Trump. It would be from his people.
It's very people. It wasn't like from his, you know, iPhone X or whatever.
Oh, my God, Dean. You are turning American. You are so dramatic.
I am dramatic.
Americans love to make mountains out of molehills. Oh, my God, the president texted me.
What?
Oh, my God.
Moving on. Right. Misha Barton is joining the cast of which TV show?
Okay, yeah, speaking of drama, this is dramatic, Ash. You've got to pay me this one. Misha Barton joining the Hills reboot, which is, of course, going to star Brody Jenner and Heidi... on tape and Spencer Pratt. The Hills are rebooting and Misha Barton from the OC is on it. As you may remember, when Misha Barton smashed her car into my building last year?
Oh, yes!
Yes. So that was dramatic. That was genuinely dramatic. And this is also dramatic. And the president texting me, also dramatic. There's a few dramas.
Don't you love a bit of drama, don't you?
Dean Drama. Drama Dean.
Drama Dean. That's your new hashtag on Instagram, babe. Hashtag Drama Dean. Thanks for joining us, mate. You can catch up on the latest scoop at any time. CFM.com.au is the place to go.
Get off the fence.
Yeah, but, new, but, yeah, but, new, but, yeah.
Time to do Get Off the Fence.
Time to do Get Off. You're excited for this one, aren't you, Nick?
I really like this because last time we ended up having an argument. It got very fiery and good.
Mm-hmm,
we're best friends 5 minutes later. Producer Gia has a bunch of topics in her hands, controversial topics that we will only have 3 seconds to know our opinions on and then explain why. That's how
okay.
it works.
Okay, let's do this.
Hit us with the first one, Producer Gia.
All right, the student union at the University of Manchester has voted to ban clapping and cheering in order to avoid triggering those with anxiety or sensory issues. So they're going to use jazz hands in its place, which is the British sign language equivalent of
jazz
clapping.
Jazz hands?
3, 2, 1.
No.
No? What the heck? What is wrong with everyone putting cotton wool and bubble wrap around every single person?
Now, I am someone who was diagnosed at 16 with generalized anxiety disorder. And I think no on this because the whole thing that we are taught when you get diagnosed with this thing is you learn to deal with these kinds of situations. And one of my triggers actually is loud noises. But it's generally it's people shouting or it's loud music, which is ridiculous because I work in radio.
Not
but,
to mention the fact that you're doing breakfast with Ash Pollard and she's quite loud.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me.
I'm actually just an anxious ball. But the whole thing is you learn to adapt to these situations, or if you are having an anxious period or you're going through a bit of an awful patch,
yeah,
you leave the room. If you can't deal with the clapping, you leave the room for a bit. It doesn't, because the minimal amount of people who are living with anxiety disorders doesn't mean that we all just change the entire world. The world still has to go on.
And there's something so satisfying about that, you know, clapping the hand together in excitement and joy.
I just hate clapping because it hurts my hands.
I was going to say, did that scare you? It was a loud noise. I'm sorry, calm down.
Long live the clap. What do you reckon, Ash? Like, I just...
Oh, yeah. I already said my piece. That was it.
Annoying.
Done.
Next one.
All right. Renters in Queensland could soon be allowed to have pets in their properties, with owners being forced to take them in under impending changes to rental codes. So pets in rentals.
3, 2, 1.
Yes.
No.
Oh, God. And this is you as an animal lover.
No, oh, I'm an animal lover, absolutely. But if I own a property and... Well, look, it's a bit of a yes and a no, but look, I'm thinking that everybody's a filth bag. So, you know, I own a property. I don't want somebody bringing their dog in and it's stinking up the joint, weeing all over the carpets and, or, you know, the hair everywhere. It's not, do you know what I mean?
Totally. I think with conditions like you have to, you know, perfectly steam clean the carpets before you leave.
No, but that's a given. You've got to do that anyway.
Then I reckon yes. Why not?
Steam cleaning a carpet after a cat wees on it does not do anything.
Well, then you should have to replace it, I reckon.
The whole entire carpet.
Just like anything else, I reckon if you can't return it to its default condition, I reckon you should have to replace it. But I reckon yes to pets in rentals, especially for pets in rentals in places that...
You just can't monitor that sort of stuff. It's hard.
You've got to have belief in people, though. You've got to have faith in people. And I know you reckon everyone's a filth bag, but I like the glass half full approach of everyone's...
I reckon everyone's a filth bag, but people don't often treat rentals like it's their own place.
True.
They don't care. They let the gardens go to shit and everything else. I'm really passionate about it.
Yep.
Like, I've been a renter since forever, right? And even though I don't own the property, the place is immaculate.
Yeah.
I used to be all for it because I thought, oh, well, what about families that can't find places to live because they've got a pet and they can't go to these places? But then I saw some friends of friends that, you know, lived in a share house that was a rental property. And one of them just decides to get a brand new puppy that just poos all over the carpet. And they're just like,
cannot deal.
Yeah, so you just don't know. There's
when I was living in Sydney, like, I would dare say, I'm going to get so many of my friends in crap for this, but I would say half my friends that live in rentals and share houses in Sydney have a pet of some sort.
Mm.
Usually a cat. A lot of my friends are cat people because I know ferals. But, yeah.
And when there's an inspection or something, they just put it at somebody else's
exactly.
house.
Exactly. I think it's happening anyway.
I could sniff that out from a mile away. Is there one more? Is there something else?
We can do one more if you'd like to.
Yeah,
let's go one more.
This is fun.
There is a push to end alcohol advertising during sporting matches. So it's been launched trying to stop advertising of alcohol, advertising of gambling during sporting matches, which is obviously their target audience. Should we ban it? 3, 2, 1.
No.
Oh.
3 seconds, Ash.
I was kind of like you, but I adhered to the 3 second rule and just said no.
Look, I'm like, no. Look, this is actually difficult because some people actually have severe gambling issues and severe alcoholism issues, and those sorts of things trigger people.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I'm like, have some self-control, mofo.
And just like we talked about with the clapping thing, as I have learned to do from psychology over many, many years, remove yourself from the situation if you can't be in it, and then gradually learn to
you've
be in that situation.
You've got to be able to, yeah, you've got to have these learned behaviours where you need to know when to stop or when to not buy into any of that sort of advertising. I don't mind the game. I don't even care. Like, I don't pay attention to them.
Yeah, and even for people who do, you know, suffer from issues that worry around those kinds of things, it's, again, a situation of learning to live with the
realities
of the world. Thank you for that. That was a bit of fun for a Thursday morning.
Get up with Gondi
and Ash Pollard.
101.3 CFM.
Less than half an hour away, we're going to do CFM's Alpha Bucks for an instant $1,000 this morning. Get 13, 12, 16 ready to go. I'm feeling $1,000 winner is on the cards, Ash Pollard.
Yes, coming up though, ASMR. That's right, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. Basically, in a nutshell, it's all of those YouTube videos that are absolutely going gangbusters in Asia, where people sit in front of a microphone and chew on different sorts of crunchy, sloshy foods.
We're going to get
people get off on it.
We're going to get you to turn your radio up in a second. Turn it up
because
nice and loud.
Me and Nick are going to make our own filthy ASMR video.
Some people love it.
I just don't understand. So if you've got misophonia like I do, don't tune out. Try and sit through it.
It's going to be so much fun.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Misophonians, stay with me for this one.
Now, for those who don't know, what's misophonia? Because you have this condition.
Misophonia is the hatred of sound. So like swallowing, coughing, sniffing, chewing, crunching.
Yep.
All that sort of stuff.
Great for someone that works in radio.
Oh, my God. So it's really annoying. I've got it. I hate it. But there's this thing that's going gangbusters on YouTube at the moment, and it's called ASMR. So it's Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And basically it's the tingling feeling on your scalp and the brain that slowly moves down your neck and spine, and it makes you feel all sort of like vibey and nice and yummy, tingly and woo.
It's a tingle at the very top back of the spine, towards your neck, kind of comes around to your front side as well.
Oh, your front side? Yeah. It comes down there, does it?
Not down
to the front
there,
side.
Just across to the front side.
So that sort of sensation is triggered by various things, including the sound of people eating on the internet. This is an example of ASMR. On the internet at the moment.
This is someone chewing honeycomb. Oh my God.
I can't deal. Turn it off. Oh my God.
If you haven't turned your radio up, by the way, this is how you'll get the full effect in your car this morning.
Yeah, you've got
to
crank your radio up because this next one is hectic. This is, have you got the one where the chewing on the sea?
The sea grapes?
Yes.
Yeah, got them. Okay, here we go.
But how does anybody get off on this? Like, how? It just makes me want to punch you.
And they say that people actually do sort of not I wouldn't say get off for the words, but it does create a response in people that is enjoyable. For some people. Let's try aloe vera. So something a bit sort of softer.
Okay.
I know it's harder.
Oh, like the sound with the closed mouth chew?
Yeah, I can feel it.
It makes me furious.
What about candied strawberries? So strawberries with sugar sort of coated all over them and fried.
I just want to kill her! I can't deal with it! Oh, this woman!
something crunchy in front of you right now, because I want you to do it, because you won't hear it as much, but you might be able to, you know, evoke something in the
people. Okay, you're going to turn the... let's try and do our own ASMR video.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to turn you right up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you got in front of you?
I'm going to chew on some toast. Ready?
Okay.
Is that feral?
That was the worst one of them all.
I am so sorry to everybody out there, but we needed to make our own ASMR video. I don't even know why it's a craze. Should we do a bit of a Pollard poll on this?
I think.
This calls for another Pollard poll.
We need you guys to weigh in. I need to know yay or nay. If you get off on this, on hearing people chew stuff.
Can we stop saying get off?
Well, it's true. Isn't that why? What the point of it is?
Does it evoke a response in your body?
In your front region.
And or back region. 13, 12, 16, give us a call right now. Some school holiday hookup prizes to the Erina Ice Arena to give away. Does it make you feel things? Does it make you feel things? 13, 12, 16.
Oh, it makes me feel angry.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
We're talking ASMR this morning. Autosensory meridian response, which is the feeling you get when you hear noises like this. I can feel the hairs on the back of my neck.
People like feel good about this. They get off on it, but I tell you, the only thing that it makes me feel is anger. Like I'm hot with anger right now.
Because you've got misophonia, which is the fear of sound.
It's self-diagnosed. It's self-diagnosed, but it's the hatred of sound.
Yeah.
So things like that, even, you know, at dinner, I can't sit at dinner with my family. My dad crunches ice and I just want to punch him.
We've decided that this calls for...
This calls for another Pollard poll.
That's right, because we want to know whether or not you get off on it. So yay or nay to Tammy... In Canwell?
Canwell.
Yeah. Canwell. Tam, what do you reckon?
No way in hell. I hate it. Absolutely hate it.
It's freaking out.
Tam, you are my kind of gal.
Oh, mine extends further, though. I can't stand the sound of someone stirring a coffee cup.
like this. Turn the music down here.
Yes! Yes! We use rubber whisks because I can't stand the sound.
Oh, my God. God. You sound like a nightmare, Tammy.
She's your miso-siso. Your misophonia siso.
She's crazy as I am. Kelly from Baddo Bay, yay or nay?
No, it's horrible. Does my head in.
It is, isn't it? Isn't it horrific?
Oh, it's terrible. It's worse than chalk going down, your fingers down the board.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, the fingers down the... absolutely horrendous. Okay, so we've got two that don't like it. Sonia from Niagara Park, thoughts?
Oh, my God, no.
Oh.
No, definitely no.
It's horrendous.
Guy across from work for me that sits and eats. Chips or apples,
and
with his mouth open, and I just
want to
reach out and pull his eyeballs out. I hate it.
Whoa. Sonia!
Oh, Sonny, I'd do it too. Michael from Umina, good morning. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Whoa!
Stop.
I'm being serious. Like, I've watched a few of those videos online. I don't mind them. I love to eat apples, and the main reason I love eating apples is because of the crunching sound. I don't like the slopping sound, but I love crunchy food.
But is that you enjoying that? But what if somebody else is doing that near you? Or like, you know?
If they're not slopping, I don't care, but if it's like their mouth's wide open and they've got that sloppy sound coming out of their mouth, then yeah, that's annoying.
I love you, Michael. You're so good. Doesn't like the sloppy, but likes the crunch. That's very, very specific.
Michael, let's send you to Treetops Adventure Park, offering exciting and challenging high ropes courses. Enjoy that one, mate.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you very much.
And let's send Tammy and Camwell for her incredible passion to the Australian Reptile Park.
Yay, thank you.
Oh, gotta love it. So, what?
I said, hopefully the animals don't make a sound.
Actually, that's one thing I do love is the sound of cows chewing cud.
Oh, true.
And my dogs licking up their water and stuff like that. Love it.
Yeah, it's cute. One more time for good measure. The coast votes no.
The coast votes no. And good bloody riddance to it.
Harvey Norman, quiet at home in every room of the house. CFM.
This is the game where we have an instant $1,000 to hook you up with at 8 o'clock every morning. We play it. CFM's Alpha Bucks. One letter, 10 questions, 30 seconds on the clock, and an instant $1,000 in your bank account if you get them all right. Nick is in Greenpoint this morning. G'day, Nick.
How are you?
Good name on ya.
Good name on ya. Good name.
My name's Nick. That's why.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, Nick, your letter this morning is A. A for Ash.
A for Ash, all right.
Yeah.
Gearing up.
Shall we? Let's do this. Let's just get straight into it. Nick, question number one. Name a Central Coast suburb.
Oh, pass.
An occupation.
Pass.
A girl's name.
Ash.
Something in a car.
Ashtray.
A fruit.
Apple.
A Greek goddess.
Athena.
A clothing brand.
Pass.
A female actress.
Pass.
A sport.
Oh, pass. I'm shocking this morning.
Oh, Nick, did you switch your brain on this morning?
I don't know. That was terrible.
You're on
Central Coast suburb. Can we just talk about this?
Yeah.
Avoca?
Yeah, I know.
You're only from Greenpoint. That's like two suburbs away. Oh,
I know. That was horrible.
It's a trash.
Oh, well.
It's all right. It's part of the game. You got 10 bucks. Not 10 bucks. You've got a voucher.
I think
it
was 20.
Voucher to Hoyt's Arena to spend. Congratulations.
That's good.
Send you to the movies. Good on you, Nick. That is Alpha Box for this morning for Harvey Norman. Quiet at home in every room of the house. Get ready to play again tomorrow morning. 13, 12, 16 is the number. Coming up next, talking about the axing of the tampon tax.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
We've never really touched on this, but now is the time to touch on the one and only tampon tax. God, it's a wonderful thing, GST on sanitary items.
So necessary.
Oh, so necessary. It's long been described as unfair because other health products, including condoms and Viagra and lubricants, etc., are exempt. But pads and tampons are classified as luxury non-essential items. Here's the thing. This is where it gets good. Treasurers met yesterday to discuss the matter and have unanimously agreed to pass the federal government's proposal, which will see the tax removed by January the 1st, 2019.
Excellent news. On the phone right now to talk about it and what it means for local women is federal member for Dobell, Emma McBride. Morning, Emma.
Good morning. So good to be here this morning and talking about the axing of the tampon tax.
Oh, God, good riddance.
Ash, I know this is something that you've really, is close to your heart. Back in April, we announced that we'd scrap this unfair tax. And finally, at the meeting yesterday, the Treasurer decided to make this common sense and overdue decision.
I just can't even believe it because, like, I don't mean to be rude, but blokes have literally not been haven't been paying tax on condoms and lubricants since forever. And it's not like we decided that we wanted to have our periods when we were born. Like, we were stuck with that. And now we're getting charged for it?
And this was from the GST, you'll remember, was introduced on the 1st of July in 2000. For decades, women's groups and others have been campaigning against this tax. And it's cost Australian women about $300 million on sanitary products, tampons and pads each year that you and I and other women across Australia pay.
Ugh. Ridiculous.
It's absolutely infuriating. But for me, it's not necessarily about the saving anymore. It's just about making a point on something that it's just a basic right, really. Like, why are we having to pay for something that, like, we can't control? It's a natural occurrence in women. It's the funny thing is that the now that the states and territories have agreed to remove the tax, it's going to cost them about $30 million a year in GST revenue. So they'll be losing that amount of money per annum.
Yeah, and the good thing was that the treasurers unanimously agreed, because they saw that this was an unfair tax that should never have been levied. Sanitary products aren't a luxury item. They're a necessity.
Absolutely.
And it's good to see that there was this unanimous decision of the treasurers yesterday.
Which begs the next question. What is your opinion on birth control, like the pill, for instance?
I think there's, I guess when the GST was first introduced, there was lots of discussions about what should be, because it was introduced as a broad-based tax, and there were some exemptions, particularly there was discussions about food items or certain educational tools and healthcare products. And I think that they're probably, this is something for the treasurers to look at in terms of, you know, what should be exempt, because there probably are other examples of things that aren't fair and are probably, you know, affect women more than other people in the population.
Absolutely. Why do you reckon, Emma, that it's taken so long, it's taken till nearly the end of 2018 for the tampon tax in particular to be removed when everyone's known for so long that it's so unfair?
I think this is an example of why you need a better representation in the parliament of people from all different backgrounds. I mean, we've got an underrepresentation of women in the parliament.
Mm.
And I'm not, this isn't a women's issue, but this is an issue that women have driven.
Absolutely.
So I think if we in the parliament saw a better cross-section of the community, whether it was from women or people from different minority groups, then we would see better discussion that would reflect the public's view and act more quickly.
Absolutely. Let's get it moving forward, because we need more diversity in the parliament, but I reckon this is absolutely a step in the right direction.
I feel like I should just run for parliament. I'm so articulate when it comes to that sort of stuff, don't you reckon, Emma?
I agree, Ash. You're so articulate. But hey, can I just go to something else that I know you care deeply about?
Yeah.
Last year, I ran my first kitchen garden classroom competition for local school kids, and we had so many entries. This year, I've ran from the school garden to plate to get them thinking about how to eat, you know, how to make eating fruit and veg more fun. And I have had some of the most incredible entries. And would you mind helping be a guest judge and taking a look at some of them?
Ooh, let's talk about this off air, Emma.
So I just wanted to share with you one of them. And this, you know, when you have it, you know, kids say the funniest thing. So the question was, how can you make eating fruit and veg more fun? And one of them said, eat it on a roller coaster.
Oh my God, that is so cute.
Brilliant. We'll talk more about that. Federal member for Dope Val, Emma McBride, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and
thanks,
talking about
Emma.
This.
Thanks, Emma.
Thanks for having me on, and thanks for all you do for our community, raising these important issues that really affect local people.
Oh,
it's our job.
That's what we do.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Gordy and Ash Pollard's Movie Bio Guessing Game.
All right, this is it. Time for Ash Pollard to take on a lucky Central Coast person in the Movie Bio Guessing Game. I've got three bios in front of me, Pollards. How do you reckon you're going to go today? Because I've told you that I'm not sure about one of these movies already.
I don't know. I'm touch and go on this game. Touch and go.
Let's see if Kehlani from the entrance can take you on. Morning, Kehlani.
Morning, guys.
How you going?
Morning.
Good. How are you both?
Good. You feeling confident against Ash?
Sort of. Not really.
Let's get stuck in, Nick Kel.
All right, buzz in with your names if you know what the movie is. Let's start with this one. A villain intent on stealing Britain's crown jewels has murdered the country's top undercover agents.
Ash.
Ash Pollard.
The Kingsman. Oh.
Not The Kingsman. I'll continue.
No, you. Kehlani gets a guess.
Kehlani, you can have a guess now. Sorry, I haven't played this ages.
Johnny English?
Oh. It's Johnny English!
God.
One
that
talent.
Was a fluke.
There's a brand new Johnny English coming out in a couple of weeks as well. That was kind of what inspired that one. Okay, here's number two. And this is the one that genuinely I'm not quite sure about, but we're going to give it a go anyway. After Luther and Nora see their daughter Blair depart for a Peace Corps assignment in Peru on the Sunday following Thanksgiving, empty nest syndrome sets in. Luther calculates they spent $6,132 during the previous year's holiday season, and not looking forward to celebrating Christmas without Blair, he suggests they invest the money usually spent on decorations, gifts and entertainment and treat themselves to a 10-day Caribbean cruise instead. The family name that's in the title are amazed to discover they are considered pariahs as a result of their decision.
Luther, Ash?
Ash Pollard?
I seriously don't know. The Griswolds?
You're on the right track. Luther's...
No, Kaylani.
Kaylani gets
it.
Sorry, Kaylani.
I have no idea. At all.
Okay. Then you keep going, Nick.
Just don't know if anyone's going to get it. There's someone in their car right now going, I know what this one is. Luther's co-workers think he has become Ebenezer Scrooge, and local stationer Orby is distressed to lose their order for their engraved greeting cards and Christmas Eve party invitations. The Boy Scout troop is upset and angered when they refuse to purchase one of their Christmas trees to help make enough money for a camporee.
What the hell is this?
The family are in the...
I've never heard of this.
It was huge. Producer Gia knows what it is.
No, Producer G doesn't play this game. Give us a clue.
Okay, it's Christmas.
Christmas with the... Oh, Kaylani.
Kaylani?
Christmas with the Cranks?
Bloody hell! Oh!
Kaylani, it's my favourite movie of all time.
I've never seen it.
Neither have I.
Oh, well, you're unfair.
I'm not.
Kaylani just randomly knows stuff.
How do you feel, Kaylani? Do you feel like you fluked that one?
Yeah, total
fluke.
I admire your honesty. Christmas with the Cranks, one of the great movies. Make sure you watch it this Christmas, starring Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis. Just fantastic comedy. And for your time this morning, Kaylani, you can come join us at Hoyt Cinemas Arena for Girls Night Out. It's happening Wednesday, the 17th of October, for A Star is Born. Enjoy that, mate.
Thank you so much.
Capital One Real Estate, our number one real estate agent on the Central Coast. This is The Hit Squad.
With Loopy Laz. Loopy Laz is roaming the streets of the coast this morning, down the south end of the coast, with tickets to the mega creatures at the Hunter Valley Gardens. Laz, has anyone caught you yet after your Facebook Live performance?
Yes, Nick Kelly, Ashley Pollard, there's no fooling these coasties. Though this clue was a little bit harder today, it was no match for Kim and Haley. They picked it here at Umina Surf Club in between the caravan park and the beach there. So, guys, tune in tomorrow to get the last shot at finding me across the streets of the coast with a big thanks to Capital One Real Estate, our number one real estate agent on the Central Coast. And I'm here near the Umina Beach Surf Club, near the skate park there, wishing I was on my way to the mega creatures now. Oh, FOMO life. So come and hit me up.
Thank you very much, Laz. Would you like to go to the mega creatures, Ash Pollard? Check out the dinosaurs? Be kind of cute.
Yeah, be kind of cute.
Yeah.
Be a nice little day, wouldn't it?
Get there, the Hunter Valley Gardens, these school holidays.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Bit of fun show this morning. Thanks for hanging out with us.
I know. Great, exciting day. What with the tampon tax being gone?
Tampon tax has been slashed. We talked about 90s school lunch boxes.
The Dunkaroo, the roll up.
We played this.
Oh, no.
It's been fun, and also we've had a good time messing with Ash's misophonia.
Yeah.
Just want to say a big thank you to Hoyts Erinar. These school holidays with super saver tickets from just $10. You can get them at hoyts.com.au. They have hooked us up for the school holidays. Also, you can meet all the cute spring babies these holidays at the Australian Reptile Park and take the family to Erin Ice Arena these school holidays. Check out erinicearena.com.au. A really good place to go today while it's absolutely pouring down. Just go ice skating, just spin around, do some pirouettes.
Well, as Ellen would say, be kind to one another.
Bye-bye.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard, CFM.